And it's a timeout on the floor. 30-second timeout taken. What? Arkansas's got a 5-point lead with 36.7 seconds. Kiko, 13 of 17 from the line so far this season. First one's up and it's good. Hawks by three, 70 to 67.
Talk about ice water.
It was pure, wasn't it?
That was his first point of the game.
Nothing but the bottom. Haidar will have one more. Second one's on the way. Got them both. Hawks by four, 17.9 to go. Aaron Harrison's three, no good. Clark with a rebound. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second. The Hawks have won in Lexington. The Razorbacks have won in Lexington for the first time in 20 seasons. Arkansas has beaten Kentucky in overtime, 71 to 67. How about them Hawks?
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
I love winning, man. You hear what I'm saying?
Good job.
It's like better than losing.
It is like better than losing. All right, welcome. It's getting to be a great day here. It started off a little sunny, but man, what a spectacular night last night.
Wow.
Woo Pig Suey and all that. It was a great night for college basketball in the natural state. We had some fantastic finishes in Division II. UCA's men and women win. UALR gets a tough, hard-fought road win last night. And the Hogs, for the first time in 20 full years, knock off those stinking cats over in Lexington. Beautiful. What a night, man. How much fun was that?
It was incredible. It was incredible. And it's only going to get better. Because I think Joe Klein's going to come up.
Yes, that would be awesome.
Although I texted him. I said, Coach, you going to come up? His only response, I said, Coach, Pat Bradley, he's still going to come up to the studio today? He says, are you going to be there?
That doesn't sound good.
No.
He's got to be tuckered out. They had a long night last night. I don't know if they bus or fly to Troy. That's sort of in no man's land. That's kind of a tweener place. Hopefully they flew.
Yeah, for his sake.
Well, I mean, they could bus it theoretically. But anyway, I'm guaranteeing that the Hogs had a very happy plane ride home last night from Lexington.
Oh,
so.
My God. Just everything is better. The food tastes better. You sleep better. And everything looks good.
I was going to say the same thing. I woke up this morning with a glow about me. I'm telling you, when you go out tonight and you're thinking about that game, the wine's going to be a little bit sweeter. The food's going to taste better. The air's going to smell fresher. The kiss with your honey is going to be that much more passionate.
And she's going to look a lot better to you, too.
You're going to look a lot better to her because you're going to have a glow about you, my friend.
It's funny how she looks hotter.
Oh, everything looks good. It was wonderful waking up today. So much fun. So much fun. So I hope everybody had a chance to take it in last night with some friends. Such a good time. Such a good time. Today we're going to talk to Coach A. 11:15. Yeah. Excited about it. We're going to celebrate the big win with Coach A. Thing for Arkansas is, and we talked about it a couple of days ago, it's really a tough turnaround. Wally said he's going to do an investigation into who's yeah. making out these tournaments. My goodness. Or these schedules, rather. But Arkansas, you sleep on it one night. Today they'll have a short practice, I'm sure, and then they turn around and play Georgia tomorrow. It's tough.
So. This is the grind. And typically this time of year, you're not going to practice a lot anyway. Even if you had, even if it was a Wednesday-Saturday deal, I mean, you're only going to get on the court and actually do something for about 45 minutes anyway. You're not going to have it. So today is strictly free throws, jump shots, and treatment.
Okay.
Maybe get in the cold tub, hot tub, whatever kind of tub you like, big guy.
Last night was another thing about that. There are a number of things we're going to get to. By the way, Coach Calipari is starting to really wear on me as far as his post-game antics.
Yeah.
Good, bad, and the ugly. It's going to be the good, the bad, and the better, I think, today instead, though, of the good, the bad, and the ugly. There wasn't much ugly last night. It was really both teams doing some good things. It was a fun game to watch. There were a lot more turnovers than in the first go-around. But everybody contributed, Pat, in some form or fashion. Even Kiko comes off at the end and makes those free throws. We don't normally play free throws as highlights, but they were huge last night. Arkansas, 16 of 16 at the line. Only three guys shot free throws, and they were perfect last night. So kudos to Madden, Haidar, and Clark.
Thank God we had the right guy shooting free throws. That usually helps. If you're going to go 100% from the free throw line, make sure you better free throw shooters are on the line.
Well, it worked out well. I mean, but again, it was great. Atlantis Harris, as soon as we start sinking, I don't know if this guy's going to help us the rest of the year. They rise to the occasion. Anthon Bell a couple of games ago. Comes back last night again. Atlantis Harris came up huge last night.
Qualls, and it's funny how it's getting to the point where it's not which guy's going to step up in each game. It's like, which guy's going to step up during the game?
Right.
Because you had Qualls at the beginning of the game, seems to really be engaged early.
Boy, is he a great energy guy.
He is. And then towards the end of the game, you usually have Landis Harris comes in and establishes himself and is going to give you some good minutes. And somewhere caught in the middle, you have Cody Clark, who's been very consistent. Of course, Portis is the most consistent best player on this team. And Kai Madden's doing what he does. It's just good to see all the guys contributing.
No doubt.
Minus Ja'Cory Williams.
Yeah.
Ricky Scott, whose minutes have been eaten up.
Right. And maybe they'll rise to the occasion when it comes to the SEC tournament.
Hey, you got
to
be ready. You never know.
That's exactly
right.
You never know. Well, that's one thing about Coach Anderson he's shown is that you never know when he might call on you. We are going to move Robbie Nyswanger of the Arkansas News Bureau to Monday because we do have Coach A coming on 11:15. David Basil is going to pop in sometime in this first hour. We're going to visit with him a little bit about his journey to the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame. We are certainly thrilled to be associated with Baz here at the Buzz, among the other Hall of Famers who are going in. We talked to Ken Duke this week, but we want to get Baz on and visit with him a little bit about his journey and certainly celebrate the game with him as a, you know, a Hog alumnus. So I'm sure he's thrilled about last night's game as well. Joe Klein, also a former Hog, now with UALR, is going to join us in the studio at some point if he's not too offended by you being here.
He said
here
11:30.
Today.
I told him I'll be at Corky's eating ribs, so I'm going to have to step out if that's okay.
Better yet, maybe he can bring some to us, although I'm sure that's not high on his priority list this morning. Jeff Taylor is going to call in from Oaklawn. We'll get a look at today's card and through the weekend. There are some stakes races this weekend, maybe we'll take a peek at. Also, I saw today that Kentucky Derby futures wagering is available at Oaklawn.
I'm in.
Matty T, minute later. We have a couple movies coming out this weekend, and of course, it is Matt's Super Bowl, the Oscars, going on this weekend. I know he's excited about it.
That's right. I am. I'm so excited.
Put your pants back on, son. I know you're fired up about the Oscars, but relax back there.
Matty, what do you do? Like, my family, growing up, for the Super Bowl, every year we'd order Chinese food, Chinese takeout, and we'd all have a big old party. Do you do anything like that, buddy?
This would be a great story, but no, I don't.
Mm. Okay. Well, maybe we can start our own new tradition.
You know what? I'll tell you what. Make one up, and then we're going to ask you in the 12 o'clock hour, and let's pretend that it's a really good story.
How about you take my Super Bowl Chinese food store and use it as yours?
Every year, we always get together and eat some Kung Pao chicken.
Oh, oh big guy.
Real spicy event.
Pork fried rice, big guy.
I'll tell you what happened to me one time. We were all together for Christmas, and my mother had made a turkey, and so she set it out on the table, and when she could keep my father from picking at it, then the neighbor's dogs got in the house, knocked the turkey off the table, and we all end up going out to a Chinese restaurant. But instead of Kung Pao, they served this goose, and it was weird because they brought it out and it had the whole head on it. The guy chopped the head off, and then it was a great dinner. It really was.
Yeah. But those are the kind of stories that you remember.
But
you know,
those
all
the things.
Years
you know
later.
What? You'll never lose those. Those are the memories that you hopefully never go away. No
an
more.
Oscar story.
Look, I know I'll be deep into dementia not too far down the road. I just hope that I don't forget those stories. They're the ones that
you sure
really
did have a unique upbringing.
Tug at the heartstrings, buddy.
I mean, I've never heard these things.
Oh, I know. I go from a rough day. I can't remember the neighbors. Bumpus, I think, was their last name. Anyway, their dogs were out of hand. Anyway, I was not among the folks who were very optimistic going into the game. Yesterday, there were a few callers to some of the shows. My man, Pat Bradley, I have to give a tip of the cap, was very optimistic about Arkansas's chances.
Thank you, buddy.
You spent some time going Brett Michaels on us yesterday. You gave us something to believe in. You talked to us about historically some great uprisings by Razorback basketball programs.
That's right, buddy. Could you believe that was the 12th time,
teams, I should say.
All
program.
Time, that the Hogs have gone on the road and beat in a ranked team? Third time versus Kentucky.
It's so much fun to beat Kentucky. Yeah. Hey, look, it's a nod to Kentucky. I give him credit. Although I have to say, they're going to have to work on Calipari. He is the worst sour grapes ever.
He really is a sour grape guy.
He's pathetic.
It's all about him.
Oh, he's
you
so
bad. You know what
bad.
I'm saying? It's not like, hey, Arkansas came in, played a great game against us.
Exactly.
Did what they had to do against us. It's, we should have been up by 18 at half.
He's a crackhead. They should have been down by 18 at half. I mean, honestly, how many opportunities did Arkansas blow in the last 5 minutes of the first half?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they had a bucket that they blew a bunny. Then they had a chance. Qualls goes inside, forces the issue. Terrible shot.
Twice.
Then he gets a steal and forces the issue again. I mean, just bad. Arkansas easily could have been up 18. Kentucky had zero chance to be up big at the half. He's nuts.
I agree.
This guy is crazy. He's irritating me. But anyway, I was happy to be wrong yesterday. I was not optimistic. I'm glad the Hogs proved me wrong. And like you said, they haven't done it. They hadn't done the road thing. We sort of came around on that.
Yeah.
And then they hadn't gone on the road and beaten a really good team. They did that last night.
I will say this, though. It was surprising to see how Kentucky was just very, it seemed they were lackadaisical. Cauley Stein, who I thought was going to be an X factor, who ended up being an X factor, but I thought if he did show up, it was spelled doom for the Hogs. But boy, those Harrison guys didn't do anything. Poitras didn't do anything. Randall is going to give you what he gives you. If I'm Calipari, yes, I am concerned.
No doubt. Well, they have. We've been saying it for weeks. I mean, I hate to pat us on the back, but the bottom line is there are chemistry issues. There are leadership issues. This is not a vintage great Kentucky team. You could throw a bunch of All-Americans together, but if they don't have leadership and they don't have chemistry, it ain't going to work at the end of the day. And you see it in their eyes. When it comes down to fighting time and it comes down to the nitty-gritty, there is not necessarily fear in their eyes, but there is nobody who wants to step up and be the guy.
Here's the scary thing, though, when a Calipari team is like they are now, a lot of them may come back next year.
Yeah.
So he's going to have a lot of really good sophomores and juniors.
But their best player is going to leave, and Collie Stein's going to leave.
Yeah, Randall's going to leave, probably Collie Stein. I'm sure he's going to leave, yeah. And who knows, maybe the other guys are going to say, hey, I'm going to kick rocks. I don't like this atmosphere.
Well, I mean, how many times
can make money.
I mean, look, there are guys that aren't ready that left. I mean, with all due respect to Archie Goodwin, he could have benefited by another year in the league.
No question.
The SEC league, not the NBA league.
Although he is making probably north of maybe $750,000.
He's making just more money than you are.
Yes, he is.
Dan.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
Hey, I just wanted to ask Pat if he brought you guys some salt to put on all that crow you're going to be eating today.
I don't think we're going to be eating that much crow because Pat was pretty optimistic
we picked
yesterday.
It.
I didn't pick him. Pat did, though. So as a show, we were split.
I just think it's great. We went in there and roughed them up, and they missed all those free throws.
They did.
And then Calipari wanted to make it about how Kentucky lost instead of how we won.
Yeah.
I thought that was classic.
Yeah, I wouldn't say we roughed them up. What I saw was, at times, it looked like a middle school team playing against a high school team because of the length and size advantage they had with their guys. But you got to give Arkansas credit for being scrappy and aggressive and
let me ask you this. What do you think of Andy Katz?
I like Andy Katz.
You like Andy Katz. Okay. I was very close to sending him a reply on a tweet that may have gotten me fired. I mean, brutal.
There's nothing you can say to Andy Katz that would bother me, though.
Because after that win, he tweeted out basically saying with Arkansas and Ohio State and Penn State, sometimes it just is a bad matchup for some teams, which, when you look at it...
It's a great matchup for Kentucky. It should be.
It should be. And it's just... That's what you get when you don't have guys who really break down games.
Yeah, that sounds like a guy who doesn't understand basketball. That should have been a great matchup, and you saw it. I mean, what was it?
Yeah.
Hey, let me just give you a couple of numbers. You got anything else, Dan?
What was the actual tweet?
Nah, thanks, guys.
Appreciate it. I'll tell you what, I had like 200 interactions. No, more than that. 400 and some interactions or something on Twitter last. That was crazy.
Yeah, you were really busy.
That was awesome.
Hope you weren't driving.
No, I was sitting at home. People were excited. It was fun.
Everyone liked that the guy was predicting whether or not the shot was going to go in or not.
Yeah, Bobby Knight was very, he was predicting free throws. It was kind of annoying.
And that's another pet peeve. Can we get those two guys to stop trying to officiate games?
Yeah.
I mean, just call the games, please, Reese Davis.
I will say Arkansas did get a couple of breaks, but nevertheless. You know what? Sometimes you got to get that. Points in the paint, 42-20, Kentucky. 42-20 Kentucky. Yeah. Rebounds, 47-38. Better than the first time around for Arkansas. However, there were 26 offensive rebounds. 26 offensive rebounds by Kentucky.
Yeah.
And 42-20 in the paint, they had the advantage. And it's a bad matchup for Kentucky. Give me a break, homie.
And not only that, he said he compared Arkansas and LSU as being bad matchups for Kentucky. Can you not get two opposite teams?
No, you can't.
Amazing. Anyway, he's, I don't know. I don't like him.
I could see LSU being a bad matchup for him because they're long and athletic.
Sure.
Absolutely. Brian.
Hey, guys.
Hey, buddy.
How y'all doing?
Good. How are you?
Great, buddy.
Oh, it's great to be alive today and being a Hulk fan, ain't it?
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Hey, got a question. I need some tickets for the game.
Tomorrow?
I need tickets.
A lot of people do.
Well, I know that I saw a tweet coming out of the U of A that it's sold out. Now, typically, you're going to be able to find tickets. There's always guys holding on to tickets. Do you mind if it's upper bowl?
I don't care.
Upper
where
deck?
It's at.
Well, if you don't mind if it's upper deck, I'm sure we definitely have folks that are trying to offload some tickets. You should give your number to Matty T or be bold, my friend from El Dorado, and head up to Fayetteville tomorrow.
Well, that's what I'm thinking about doing, just heading on up there. Worst case scenario, I can go to the baseball game.
And that's a pretty good scenario.
By the way, we just found out this morning it's a doubleheader tomorrow in baseball. There is not going to be a Sunday game, so there will be two games tomorrow instead of on Sunday.
Why no Sunday?
I don't know what happened. I guess South Alabama wants to get back. Maybe, I don't know.
What else? else they got to do?
I have no
idea. It's Sunday. Oh, the Oscars. That's right.
Maybe that's it.
Well,
that's
you know, it was awesome to watch that game last night. I'm telling you, I sat there on the edge of my chair the whole game, and I went and got my blood pressure medicine right there at the last just so I could take it so I can calm down.
Good move.
Amen, brother.
I'm telling you, I'm sending a medical bill to Jeff Long. You've got to have an ulcer. I did something last night I've not done. The last time I did this was when Arkansas played in the SEC championship game in football against Florida. Mm. I'm standing in my living room, jumping up and down, screaming at the TV, the last few minutes of regulation, and then all through the overtime. It was crazy.
Yeah,
I was a lunatic last night.
Did you catch yourself if they did something right and you were standing in a certain spot or doing something that you didn't move that spot?
No, I'm not quite that superstitious.
I was like, should I sit down? Should I stand up? Well, as a matter of fact, I was following 666 people, and typically you know how I am with numbers. It's an evil number.
That is bad.
I didn't touch it. Didn't do it.
That's a good point.
Until this morning.
Hmm. Well, I'll give y'all my phone number. You know.
Yeah. Hang on, and I'll let you give it to Matt. All right, go ahead and give it on the air if you want. That's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. It's 870-312-6584.
Boom.
And like I said, I don't care where the tickets are at. You know, I'll pay the price.
I got two seats for you in the men's room. $100
I'll
each. Wow. He's a dedicated fan. I respect it. Brian, good luck.
Thank you, guys.
All right, thanks. Bill.
Hey, fellas.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, for as big a win as that was last night, I don't think that was anywhere near the best game we've played this year. I think if I had to, that guy talking about his blood pressure medicine, I'm not currently on it, but if Rashad Madden and Orlando Harris would have dribbled the ball a little bit longer, I probably would. Probably have to go get some this morning because I was almost digging my remote out of the middle of the TV screen every time they would go dribble for 20 seconds and turn the ball over. We need a point guard. Hey, it's a huge win. I'm excited. I'm excited for the rest of the season, but we got to have a point guard.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. I hate to be negative and critical at all. I will say this. The five-minute stretch of defense Kentucky played in the second half was the best defensive performance I've seen against Arkansas this year or in a long time.
There is a side that Calipari's got a point where he – really, if he just focuses on his team, they did not play up to their talent level or potential, clearly. So he does have a gripe there.
Yeah.
And that caller was right in terms of the Hogs have played better this year. What's important is they got stops when they needed to get stops, right? The end of regulation in overtime. They got loose balls when they needed to. And they got defensive rebounds when they had to.
Yeah. I will say this, you know, the defensive approach for Arkansas was clearly to pack the inside, make them earn it from the outside. They didn't want to do that, and they couldn't do it consistently. From the three-point line last night, they're 3 of 11. They don't want to shoot threes.
Yeah.
And Calipari has said in his post-game press conferences, if you've heard him talk, we want to take the ball to the basket. We want to take the ball to the basket. That is their mentality. They don't want to shoot jump shots. Arkansas packed it in so well. How many alley-oops did they break up last night?
They broke up a bunch.
A bunch.
I'll admit, Kentucky probably missed about 11 to 12 point blank shots. Point blankers. And that, listen, sometimes you need that.
Arkansas lost a game like that this year, too. So
it happens.
It does happen. Doug.
Yeah, we missed some point blank shots, too. But I think last night, two things. Chemistry, which y'all were talking about earlier, is a big thing. I remember I've always been a Dr. J fan. And when they brought Dr. J from the ABA over to the NBA, they had George McGinnis, World Be Free. They had a whole talent that they just wrote them down for the championship. They were going to win it. They won 9 games that year, which was a single season low and still remains to this day to be a single season low. So chemistry sometimes is a big thing. And these guys, it's 1-and-done, 2-and-done deal. That shows. And our guys last night, they did, I think for the most part, we played a decent game of stretch and we played a crappy game of stretch. But what it showed more than anything is we want to win. These kids want to win. I mean, they're not intimidated by guys.
Right.
You know, earlier in the year, I mean, you know, they're just a different-looking team. And I think Mike might not be the rah-rah guy that Nolan was, but, you know, he's getting these guys to buy in. And that's the thing right there. They're buying in. And the coaching move at the end by, you know, putting Hydar in, senior. You know, he knocks both the – cold. In fact, I told my brother-in-law, Jeff, I was like, I said, if he makes one of two of these, I'll be lucky because he's cold. He just came in the game. You know how it is, Pat. You're on the bench. You come in. He ain't shot all game. So to come in and knock two big, huge free throws down to me, that was it. And they were already ahead. It wasn't the winning play of the game or anything, but it just showed a savvy move on Mike's part.
But it made them force up a three. It made them take a bad shot. Otherwise, they're going to the basket, and maybe they draw a foul. Completely changed the complexity of the game if they're down two or three versus being down four.
Hmm. Yeah, and I, you know, what's fun, what are we, 15 by 15 from the free throw line?
16 to 16, yeah.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah, it was great.
That shows right there they're working with these guys, you know, and it's in their brains now to shoot free throws. And what were they? They were 13 out of 24 or something like that. If they just made their free throws, they would have won the game. If they'd hit 80% of their shots from the free throw line, they would have won the game.
Yeah.
You know? Think of a kid, Kiko, grew up in Fayetteville.
Oh, my God.
How many times do you think he was sitting in the gym by himself alone thinking, it's overtime at Kentucky, I got a chance to win the game for my hometown Hogs?
Probably as many times as we've done it, a lot.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, think about that.
As a kid in his driveway, how many times do you think, you know, four, three, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, we've all done it.
And he gets a chance to do it.
And Doug, I don't know about you, but when I was a kid, I never made that 30-footer.
Well, you know, I did in my mind, man. In my mind, I made every one of them, or I got fouled.
Yeah. Hey, appreciate the call. Thanks.
You guys have a great weekend.
All right, we got a lot of folks who want to get in. We're going to run through just a few quick calls. David Basil's here. He's got a busy day. I do want to visit with David about his induction into the Hall of Fame, and I'm sure he's sick of us talking about him by now, but we're going to do it anyway. Jason.
Hey, guys. A couple of real quick things. How about them missing 50 field goals last night? I don't think I've ever heard of a team especially ranked as high as them. And then if you count their free throws, they missed over 60 shots last night.
That's a great point. I didn't even notice that.